Take me to Texas 200 years ago, where a pride rose from the ashes of San Jacinto. It still beats in every heart like a battle cry.
Hernandez to take over in about 6 minutes. I want to take two final calls from Exodus and Jefferson. Jefferson, you're up next. Take me to Texas, Jefferson in Virginia. Go ahead.
Alex, sounds good to talk to you.
Welcome.
Would we like Elon Musk to be president one day?
He's not a U.S. He wasn't U.S. born, so the Constitution says he can't.
Well, that's one way of putting it. His parents were not USA citizens, so he's not eligible. It wouldn't matter where he was born if his parents were USA citizens. But we would have to amend Article 2 to make him eligible. But right now, I believe Elon Musk is just as eligible to be president as Kamala Harris is, even though she was born here in California. Because, again, neither of her parents were citizens of the United States either. So she and Elon are similar in that they don't have parents that were USA citizens. And there's a debate whether being born here is sufficient to make you eligible, but nobody seems to want to have it. But I don't know how we get around this sort of loggerhead stalemate where people like me believe that being born here makes you a native-born citizen, but it doesn't make you a natural citizen. So I would request you make an appointment with Ken Paxton, your attorney general, and see what he thinks about Kamala's eligibility and whether he can be someone that could bring a writ of quo warranto case before the Supreme Court to question whether Kamala Harris is actually eligible, because her father was a Jamaican citizen, and Jamaica is a country that claims their offspring at birth as natural citizens of their country. So that's a conflict with our 14th Amendment. So if there's anybody that's in violation of our 14th Amendment and running for president, it would be Kamala Harris. So we need an AG to bring the case. It's a public interest case. I can't do it. My AG here in Virginia won't do it because he's a 14th Amendment citizen himself. But your AG is most likely the person that would be willing to do it. And maybe Elon would fund this campaign to get Kamala out of the office she's currently in because she's not currently eligible.
Yeah, well, I'm not name dropping, but 2 weeks ago I missed a meeting with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He wanted to meet, and I missed the calls. And the Paxton interview was on the table very soon. I just got the news about it. But I will definitely talk to Paxton soon.
Thank you very much. That's all I really want.
Thank you, brother. Great points. Exodus in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
In New York. Thanks for taking my call, Alex. First of all, I want to say I apologize for thinking that you were crazy 20 years ago. And by listening to you during the pandemic, you probably saved my family's life and you saved my life because we did not cave in taking the vaccination clot shot. That's what I want to say. I want to say thank you and I apologize.
Well, thank you, brother.
For thinking that you were crazy. And my question is in regards to forensics and ballistics. So I believe that there were more than two shooters as well, right? Now, with ballistics, you believe that there was somebody on the water tower. I believe there was somebody on the water tower, too. So if he took a shot from the water tower, couldn't you do a ballistics test to see if there was some kind of residue that was on the water tower?
Well, we could, but the FBI even kicked Senator Josh Hawley out of the site.
Okay, and then also in the building, I believe maybe about 400 yards, that the building that he was on top of, that was like what, 135 yards, 150 yards.
He was 450 feet away.
Okay, inside, if shots came from inside the building, couldn't you do a forensics test to see if there was any kind of gunpowder residue that came
from
inside
the building? Yes, but the FBI controls the site.
Okay, and my second question is, in regards to his autopsy report and his medical reports, when are those going to be released, and will they be able to tell us if...
Well, that's another question. There's been no press conferences, no nothing. That's what, you know, there's a cover-up, but that's happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, that's basically it. The ballistics reports and the forensics reports need to be pushed in Congress and in the media more. Thank you again, Alex, for saving my family's life.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for being a listener and a supporter. And whatever happens to us, please find the new Alex Jones Show, whatever happens. We're trying to hang on here. There's a good chance we're going to continue, but we're very... very spotty on that. So pray for the broadcast. Prayers will overpower the enemy. Please pray for InfoWars, folks, and our preservation and our provision. The great Drew Hernandez, great talk show host, great reporter, and great pastor, takes over T-minus 60 seconds straight ahead. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones and at InfoWars.com/show. Drew Hernandez takes over now. This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Alrighty, InfoWarriors, you are now watching the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. I have many, many questions, and every single day that goes by, it becomes more clear and clear and clear, stating the obvious, that the failed assassination attempt of President Donald J. Trump, in my opinion, J-13, was an inside job. And especially coming out of yesterday with FBI Director Christopher Wray being questioned, so many inconsistencies with what former United States Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle claimed multiple times and many times, with many of these inconsistencies. The number one thing that really did stick out to me yesterday with FBI Director Christopher Wray, well, there were many things, but I'll just start with this one, was this whole ladder, magical ladders, right? We got magical ladders in Butler, Pennsylvania. The entire world saw multiple ladders on the site an hour or so after the shooting took place, and the entire rally, the crime scene, the setup scene, to murder Trump on live TV in front of billions of people, JFK 2.0 on steroids, literally. There were multiple ladders on the scene. Now, we saw a taller ladder that was maybe about 12 feet tall or higher. That was obviously law enforcement's ladder. And then a little more towards the right, there was a shorter, what appears to be a 5-foot ladder on top of a structure up against the building. Now, what I find interesting is that millions, possibly billions, you and I have seen the footage countless times over and over and over and over and over again, where there were obviously ladders up against the building. There you could see it right there. Right there would be in the yellow, possibly the law enforcement ladder, but a little towards the right, I'm pretty sure the crew could find it. A little towards the right, it's cut off on that picture. A little more towards the right, there's a smaller ladder up against the building where apparently crooks. I honestly, at this point, I don't even know if that's actually the shooter. Shooter one. I think there's multiple two, and I'll get to that as well. I don't even know if it's actually Thomas Crooks. It may be the other individual that Roger Stone has been adamant this is the guy. And you look at the photos, and it's pretty convincing. But back to the magical ladders. There are multiple ladders up against the building. We saw this footage, billions of people, the entire world. And listen, I'm going to be honest here. I've been a huge critic of Elon Musk. I don't fully trust Elon Musk, but I will say that thank God that he bought Twitter, honestly, because can you imagine if this went down and we were still in Twitter 1.0? Ooh, yeah, it'd be a very interesting time to be alive, right? It still is an interesting time to be alive, but I'll be completely honest with you. I'm grateful that that happened. And I think Elon might be on his red pill journey. I don't fully trust him, but I see people going through a red pill process, right? Where they get closer and closer and they go deeper and deeper down the rabbit hole. And that comes through information, that comes through intel, but it also comes through experience, where wisdom comes from, right? And I think that's been happening to Elon. I think he's on his process, but we shall see. But anyways, the magical ladders, FBI Director Christopher Wray told the entire world yesterday that, yes, Thomas Crooks did indeed buy a ladder, but we didn't recover any ladders on the scene. It just magically disappeared, even though we all saw them. And so, like, the amount of inconsistencies is absolutely wild and insane. And I, for one, don't believe anything these feds have to say. I don't believe anything the feds are trying to convince me happened or is real, with multiple inconsistencies that are not adding up at all. And so Senator Chuck Grassley, this was a absolutely astronomically viral video with the body cam footage, where now we know for sure that a sniper or a sniper post with the same building he was crawling on behind him had a vantage point looking down at the very roof that Thomas Crooks, or the, in my opinion, the CIA activated sleeper cell, was crawling on. And so when you take a look at all of the snipers, local law enforcement, there it is right there. You have a perfect line of sight to see him crawling on that building. Literally nobody is going to believe that a sniper posted up in that window is not going to see this guy crawling. And to make it even more unbelievable, not able to hear multiple Trump supporters running around screaming at the top of their lungs that there is a gunman on top of the roof crawling towards President Trump, and somehow law enforcement tried to peek up on the roof and he pointed his firearm at him, and the officer fell off the roof, had an ankle injury, and then they called it in. There were multiple call-ins of a gunman on the roof. They had more than enough time to communicate with the Secret Service and get Trump off the stage. Now that's obvious, right? My question is, with this new body cam footage, there's a ton of questions, but my number one question, and if there are any senators out there, if there are any congressmen or congresswoman or any whistleblowers out there, in the body cam footage, the officer that's communicating with what appears to be Secret Service or some operative sent from DC to get the story straight, he actually names the sniper inside of the building. So when you take a look at the body cam footage, there it is on your screen. You see the cam attached to his rifle. He communicates very clearly that the sniper in the law enforcement building where the sniper's nest is, behind Crooks, that has a clear line of sight looking down at the roof that they're standing on, he names the sniper. His name is Greg. So my question is, and I don't know if this is misinformation or disinformation coming from the feds, because this is what they do. They will make comments like this. And by the way, I fully believe Christopher Wray was doing this yesterday while he was testifying, especially with the whole, well, we don't really know much about his motive. Like, it sounds like total BS, right? We don't know his motive. We have no idea. But what we do know is that we checked his device. We checked his laptop. And he was searching on the same day he got his tickets for the Butler Trump rally on J13. He was searching how far away was Oswald from JFK when he took the shot. Yeah, okay, dude. Okay. That's all you know, feds? That's all you know. Yeah, that's what you want us to know. Okay, that's called disinformation, in my opinion. That's to put you on a trail or a path, okay, that is a diversion to get you away from the truth. How the hell do you not know this guy's motive, but you know that, well, wow, he searched how far away it was Oswald from JFK when he took a shot? Anyways, this is what the feds do. But I find it interesting that this officer actually names the gunman. He actually names the sniper. He actually names the sniper in the sniper's nest behind the roof. His name is Greg. So my question, and any senators out there or congressmen or congresswomen or whistleblowers, well, definitely those like Josh Hawley or Chuck Grassley, people that are actually getting down to the bottom of this, you need to ask this question. We need a subpoena. Who is Greg? Who is that? Who is Greg? What was he doing in that building? When was he in that building? And one thing I will tell you, and listen, I am not a law enforcement expert. I'm not a military expert, but one thing I do know as a layman, as a normie out here, okay? One thing I do know is that if you are working for the United States Secret Service or you are put on presidential protection detail, the U.S. president or former president, We need to drop that. It's President Trump. Show some respect. If you are, if that is the protectee, it sounds to me that if you are a sniper, that you are on your weapon, you are on your rifle the entire time. Just like when you see the snipers that were behind Trump on his back right. They were on their snipers the entire time, scanning the crowd, scanning all the line of sight, scanning all the buildings, scanning everywhere, all the windows, all of the positions that they've been trained to where they would be positioned if they were going to pull something like this off, right? That's what makes a great sniper, in my opinion. If you are a master sniper, you know where to find one, right? I mean, that's basic to me. That's like Chris Kyle, right? Like straight up. That's like, I think that's what made Chris Kyle such a master sniper, because he knew where to find the master snipers as well. So anyways, I find it interesting. The snipers behind Trump's back right were on their weapons the entire time. So that tells me that whoever Greg the sniper is, that is in the sniper's nest behind Crooks, or the one of the shooters that were crawling on top of the building, that tells me he should have been on his weapon as well. Now, was it pointing out of the window, or was he? Now, this is where we would need an expert opinion. Would a sniper be having his rifle pointed out of the window with a line of sight, or would he be closer back into that room, positioned looking out the window? Now, these are questions that I think senators need to be asking directly. I think subpoenas need to be issued. Who was Greg the sniper? Like, we need this. Is he a part of it? Was he one of the individuals that took a shot on Trump? I find that possible. But I think if that were the case, they would have hit their mark, right? Like, we're talking about people that know what they're doing. Now, they may have allowed the patsy, whoever the hell that is crawling on the roof, they may have allowed the patsy to take the first few shots. And then obviously we're hearing multiple shots with the acoustics and the sound analysis. I think you could clearly hear that. It's possible. It's possible that those are the follow-up shots, the backup shots that are meant to finish the job. And you see this even with JFK, right? See, JFK, he's holding onto his throat. He's holding onto his throat. And clearly, in my opinion, you take a look at the footage, the driver turns around, puts a pistol right near his head and blows his brains out. Right? The patsy takes a shot. He's the fall guy. If he could do it, great. Makes the cover up even easier. But if he fails, we got to finish the job and we'll still cover it up. It might be slightly harder, but we'll get it done. And so looking at that footage these past couple of days, I mean, there's multiple questions, right? There's footage. The shooter has, he's got pants on. And then in this new footage, he's got shorts on. There's a lot of inconsistencies that are being pointed out if you take a look at different pieces of footage. But now, as of this morning, I'm pretty sure Alex already covered this, but I wanted to comment on this as well because I have tons of questions. But one last time, for any senators out there, especially Senator Josh Hawley or Chuck Grassley, you need to subpoena Greg the Sniper. The officer in that footage, Senator Grassley, makes it very clear that a man named Greg was in that sniper's nest that had a perfect line of sight to see Crooks, allegedly Crooks, crawling on that roof. Subpoena him and ask him a million questions, and I think we will get a little closer to the cover-up being uncovered. That's just my opinion. And so now we have Senator Josh Hawley has revealed and uncovered that local law enforcement partners and suppliers did indeed offer drone capabilities to Secret Service the night before the rally, but they repeatedly declined. They then deployed the drone only after the failed assassination attempt on Trump and killing a Trump supporter and injuring two others, right? They only deployed the drone after the shooting took place, according to the whistleblower. Now, what makes this even juicier is that even in Senator Chuck Grassley's expose, well, he uncovered as well that EMS emergency services, that part of the security detail for Secret Service did indeed include counter surveillance drone operation. An operator was assigned for the day of July 13th an operator, a counter-surveillance drone operator, was assigned on the day of the rally, July 13th, in Butler, Pennsylvania. Now, why was that not utilized at any point in the day whatsoever? And what has Cheadle told us? Well, we decided not to deploy any drones, anything aerial surveillance for this rally. We made that decision. And then after that, they said, well, we denied further security for the president. We acknowledge that. And so obviously the president's Secret Service was understaffed, and that's how it happened. But it turns out there was a counter-surveillance drone operator assigned to that rally. So now my questions are, on top of apparently Thomas Crooks flew a drone. 2 hours. 2 hours. This was revealed yesterday with FBI Director Christopher Wray that, yes, he indeed flew a drone. He conducted his own aerial surveillance of the entire site. And what's interesting about what Christopher Wray did yesterday, he thinks you're retarded, honestly. He really does. What he did was he revealed that information, but he really insisted and emphasized on, well, yes, he did fly a drone, but remember, it was not over the stage area. Like, honestly, this guy, I think the Matrix kind of breached when he did this, at least for me. I picked up on this. He kept insisting. He was adamant. Well, yes, he did fly a drone. There was no footage recovered. But we know, obviously, due to digital forensic analysis, this is how they would do it, he's claiming. We know that he was in live time. He used the word live streaming. I guess you could say that, but he wasn't live streaming to the internet or the World Wide Web. It was just to himself on the controller, right? It's funny how they do this, huh? Their terminology they use does matter. Obviously, he was conducting his surveillance in real time. And they're claiming he didn't record it. But apparently, there is recording. So, there's so many contradictions here. But so FBI Director Christopher Wray was insisting, well, yeah, we know he was conducting his own aerial surveillance just a couple hours before the rally started. And by the way, I don't believe anything this guy's saying. And he was insisting it wasn't over the stage area. It wasn't over the rally area. It wasn't over that. Let me make that clear. It was this is exactly what he said. It was 200 yards away. 200 yards away. Now, he didn't specify which direction, right? 200 yards away in which direction? Behind the stage? The right of the stage? The left of the stage? I would be willing to bet that he left out the detail that he was conducting his aerial drone surveillance 200 yards away, closer to the building that he was on top, because it was 130 yards away out from Trump. See, they expect you to be stupid, honestly, to not pick up on any of this. They honestly expect you to believe, just like 9/11, the government's going to come in, all of you crazy conspiracy theorists, even the family members and the victims and the heroic firefighters and the emergency responders and the people in the building that gave their lives on that day, all of you need to shut the hell up. Nothing you say has any credibility. We're going to give you the official NIST report by the government, and that is gospel. That's the final word. Yeah, we're getting the same thing with this now. Just like everything else, right? Just like the J6 committee, right? That entire circus and literal show, right? Staged show. All right. They only show the people what they want to show. So they set a narrative and they cover up all the other footage, but they only cherry pick the footage they need for their narrative. It's happening again, guys. Okay. It's happening again. You're not crazy. All right. You're not a psycho. Let me reassure you. You're not way out there. Okay. This is just out in the open, and it's a clear cover-up taking place. Is you mean to tell me that they don't even know? How many days has it been? 13 days now? 13 days of investigation by the greatest law enforcement and intelligence agencies that the world has ever seen with the most advanced technology of today. We don't know his motive. Yeah, of course they don't know his motive. Okay, of course they're going to say that. It's a cover up. And then FBI Director Christopher Wray was questioned yesterday. Well, do you guys know if he had any accomplices? Did he have any help? Did he work alone? Of course, you know that Christopher, as of now, we don't know. No, we don't have any indication that he had any help. Christopher Wray was literally saying perfectly. He was saying, you know, he fits the bill. He fits the idea of what you would expect. He's a loner. We looked through his devices, didn't really have a lot of friends. You know, he didn't really have a big social life. He's the type of individual you'd expect. It's like, yeah, because we know. Because the ones that helped him, in my opinion, are these deep state intelligence agencies, just like JFK, right? And then they got their backup operatives to have the cleanup shots to finish the job, and they just blame it on one person. I mean, to me, I will be honest with you guys, okay? To me, I don't have enough faith to believe that this little worm, this 20-year-old, what is he, 20 years old? This 20-year-old little worm, or whoever the hell it was, got past the FBI, the United States Secret Service, and all of law enforcement, especially he flew a drone 2 hours before the most famous and hated man living on planet Earth was about to show up, and 130 feet away, the roof wasn't secure. I've been listening to all of the sniper experts that Alex has brought on, and I keep hearing the same thing. And this has been my speculation, and I've been saying it, and I'm not a sniper expert. But to me, it's pretty basic that the two most obvious high ground points that you would secure there, especially in front of the president, would be that roof, right? Would be that roof that he was crawling on and the water tower. The two, anybody. I mean, if that was like a video game, I'm not trying to water down what happened or tone down what happened, but I'm just trying to use this as an example. If this was like a video game scenario, and it's like a sniper video game, and the video game asks you, what are the two most obvious high ground points that you should select to carry out this assassination attempt on the president? Choose now. You would pick the water tower and the roof of that building, 130 yards out and just slightly further out from the water tower. Listen, man, listen. All of these inconsistencies, and now how convenient is it? How convenient is it? So convenient. It's so convenient. Everyone's trying to figure out, well, first we hear the kids walking around with an AR-15 and a ladder and a rangefinder, and they apparently stop him, have a little chat with him and let him go. Oh, and then by the way, someone inside of that building, is it the AGR building or the ARG? I get it mixed up. I think it might be AGR building. Oh, and by the way, they took a photo of him from behind in reaching distance. That's how close they had eyes on him and his bike and his backpack. And they said, oh, well, he hid the rifle somewhere in the building. Oh, and now the rifle had a collapsible stock. Oh, how convenient. How convenient. Wow. Hey, I don't have enough faith to believe in all that. We'll be right back. I'll continue to pick this apart.
So number one, you've got central banks now starting to buy it by the tons. Right? It's a lot. You've now got Chinese citizens being encouraged to not just buy gold, but buy silver. Because China and Russia want to destroy the Western banks. And the Western banks, JP Morgan Chase and HSBC, have the largest number of naked short positions on the planet. On the planet. I think between the two of them, they have over 900 million ounces of silver in short position. Well, only 1.2 billion ounces of silver is mined every year globally. So they've got almost the entire annual production in a short position. That means when the price goes up, these banks lose money hand over fist in multiples. China knows this, which is why they're encouraging all of their citizens now to buy not just gold, but buy silver. because that creates more demand. Every time silver goes up in price, the Western banks lose money in multiples because they're on the wrong side of the transaction. They want to do it to destroy the West, and they want to do it to make a financial gain. Both of those, in their minds, are legitimate enough reasons to do something, right? But let's look at silver, because that's what we're allocated into right now, because the ratio between gold and silver points towards silver. It's outperforming. Where were we just 4 years ago? 1191. But now since then, we've gone from 1191 to almost 30 in the last 4 years. See, the trend is accelerating because the geopolitical dynamics are causing its growth. It's not just a flight for safety. It's not just a way to preserve and protect your freedoms and get out of these unified ledgers and these social credit scoring systems and this digital money. You're getting something tangible that actually doesn't just grow. It's growing tremendously. It's up like 40% in 4 months. That's amazing. But you also have something that can maintain your freedoms, Alex. That's the tangible intangible, which is as our freedoms
are eroded. Oh, no, I can't believe we have millions of viewers right now and maybe 500 people call you. It's a sponsor. I only promote what I think is great. So I sell water filtration systems that have the highest rating for like half the price on average. And I sell high quality supplements. I just sell stuff that I think is great. Everybody should call you and get into silver and gold right now. There's nothing performing as good as it. I mean, it's like it's on record. It's the best investment, but the stockbrokers won't tell you that. The globalist argument is, oh, the world's in turmoil and everything's collapsing. We got to be strong, and America's got to threaten Russia and China to keep us as the dollar. But they're the ones that undermine the currency. They're the ones that brought us into this situation, and so that's why this is so incredibly dangerous. This is just trying to kill Trump just 10, 11 days ago. They are going for broke. I wish we weren't in this position. But we are. But by admitting where we are, we have a real chance of waking up, like Congress saying, we know you tried to kill Trump. Buying silver is the smartest bet there is. You'd have bought silver a year ago, up 20-30%. That's what you want. And silver is the big mover in this economy. So go now to kepm.com/gold or 720-605-3000. We'll explain it all to you. Most of the gold and silver companies are charging you huge 30, 40, 50% premiums. And most of the conservative talk show hosts are doing it too. And I talk to them in person. I say, you need Kirk Elliott.
What does Goldman Sachs think gold is going to do before the end of the year? $2,700 an ounce.
And I'm sitting here saying, it funds us, it keeps us on air, and it's the best investment, hands down, in an imperfect world. I mean,
this is, to me, is one of the most important things to protect your financial future ever.
Go now to kepm.com/gold.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time.
All righty, we are back. InfoWarriors, you are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. If you guys are tapped in on X or Band.video or wherever you're watching this, make sure to reshare this right now, because there are millions of new listeners tuning in every single day. So we got to make sure we are continuing to spread these links. Do it right now. Tag me in it. And I will do my best to reshare it when I see it after this next segment. So make sure to follow me as well. I host my own show, Drew Hernandez Live, Monday through Friday on Rumble. That's rumble.com/Drew Hernandez. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. So make sure to go check that out. It's like InfoWars at night. You'll love it. You'll love it, I promise. But if you're some kind of beta cuck, you won't, honestly. If you are, don't check it out. It'll probably hurt your feelings. But yes, and follow me on X at Drew H Live. Let's continue. Let's continue with the intel. So now we have this report with Senator Josh Hawley that is now clearly indicating that law enforcement did offer drone capabilities the night before, but the Secret Service declined. And now we know, according to Senator Chuck Grassley, that yes, there was a counter drone operator assigned to Trump's rally on J-13. But it wasn't utilized. But now when you listen to the footage that Senator Chuck Grassley put out, you can hear the comms between law enforcement requesting drones, okay, to clear the water tower. There are so many questions here that have gone unanswered, right? Oh, now, don't you find it interesting that former Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle was directly asked point blank, you guys didn't think it necessary. You guys didn't find the water tower as a potential security threat to the president? No. Oh, wow. Okay. So why is it? Now listen, ask yourself this question. So why is it, man, I should just be a senator or a congressman at this point, you know? So why is it that law enforcement, well, a Secret Service, okay, apparently local law enforcement did want to use drone capabilities. Why is it that the Secret Service, now I know the answer to this question, it's rhetorical. Why is it that the Secret Service had counter drone aerial capabilities, but they decided to not use it and they rejected law enforcement's offer to use aerial surveillance to protect the president? Why is it that Cheadle is saying we didn't see the water tower, something we should secure, but it's not until after the failed assassination attempt on President Trump and a Trump supporter was murdered and two other Trump supporters were hurt very badly in the process? Why is it that law enforcement now after wants to deploy counter aerial drone surveillance to the water tower? To clear the water tower. I don't cover up. That's all I got to say, man. I don't have enough faith to believe that all of this went wrong simultaneously, perfectly, all on its own. I don't have enough faith to believe. To me, that is so hard. That's harder to believe for me, especially with everything that's come out. I do not believe that Thomas Crooks or whoever this was worked alone. I think it's an inside job. It doesn't have to be an entire department. It doesn't have to be the entire Secret Service. All it has to be is those in charge and those calling the shots and maybe one person that knows what's going on and that's willing to obey. It takes a handful of guys. That's it. It takes a handful to pull something like this off. And one thing I will say as well is because all of this just does not add up whatsoever, and it's to me, it's an obvious inside job. I think the number one red flag when this all went down was the fact that the Biden administration, okay, now we know it's not Joe Biden, moved so quickly to deploy FBI Director Christopher Wray that has been tasked to hunt Trump supporters like animals, designating us as MAGA right-wing extremist terrorists, domestic terrorists. Was Christopher Wray deployed to seek justice and get to the bottom of how this happened? Of course not. In my opinion, he was deployed because they know they need to cover it up immediately. Now, Biden may know or not know. I don't even know if Biden knows anything, to be honest with you. But there are evil actors within the Secret Service, FBI, CIA. There are good as well. I know this for a fact. Talk to them. There is something internally going on within these law enforcement agencies. It is abundantly clear. But one thing I do know is that if, especially like I take issue with so many right-wing pundits and talking heads on all their shows, all you've been hearing, and especially on this network, because it's 100% true. I'm not talking about this network. I'm talking about others out there. All you've been hearing is that what? For the past 4-8 years, this is a banana republic. We're a third world country. We don't have law and order anymore. These are biblical times. That which is good is called evil, and that which is evil is called good. Kangaroo courts are setting everybody up. Trump, Alex Jones, Roger Stone, Steve Bannon is in jail. And they're not going to stop. Total deterioration of our justice system. crooked judges, appointed crooked judges, installed crooked judges, installed crooked DAs, and also crooked deep state attorneys, lawyers, prosecutors, defense attorneys, kangaroo courts. We've been living this. Rigged elections. Law enforcement turned against its own people. Police state. Third world country attributes. And what comes alongside of that? Assassinations. That is basic. And assassinations, not just by rogue, radicalized cultists that are a part of the regime. No, the regime itself conspiring. The word conspiracy isn't something that means just something so totally far out there, it's hard to believe, and you're just trying to connect all of the dots by yourself in order to believe a certain narrative because it sounds so radical and spicy and juicy. You can make a movie about it, right? No, these are legal terms, right? These are legal terms. You've conspired. You've been charged with conspiracy to X, Y, and Z. You all together conspired to X, Y, and Z. These are very real things. And if we truly are in a banana republic, if we truly do live in a third world country now, and we truly do have rigged elections, and we truly do have a deteriorated, collapsed justice system, and we truly do have kangaroo courts, this is like North Korea, Venezuela, Mexico. Yes. The next step are assassination attempts, not just by rogue psycho members of the regime, but the regime itself conspiring to assassinate any revolutionary figures that are standing for freedom against the tyrannical regime. That is a fact. That is a historical fact. And if you're naive out there, and this is what I'm saying, I take issue with so many of these right-wing talking heads. They're like, I don't know, man. Let's just chill. Let's get all the facts straight. Let's make sure that, we listen to the official investigation. Let's make sure that we get all the facts from Christopher Wray that we've been telling our entire audiences can't be trusted and is coming after all of us and is leading the tyrannical charge of the police state as a puppet. But let's just make sure that the FBI does its job and we get all of our facts straight so we know what we're talking about. Yeah, okay, dude. You're going to sit there and tell all of your audience for the past 8 years that we live in a banana republic in a third world country, and you're having a hard time to wrap your mind around the fact that the deep state authoritarian regime has plotted and conspired to assassinate and blow President Trump's brains out in front of the entire world? You're having a hard time wrapping your mind around that? Give me a break, dude. That's what you call controlled opposition. That's exactly what we're living in right now. And it's going to get worse. I don't say that to be blackpilled. I say that because these people are not going to stop and they'll never stop. They'll continue to conspire against Trump. And by the way, listen, who am I, dude? Who am I? I'm just a dude on the internet with a microphone and a camera. That's all I am. Who am I? But I will say this. I watched President Trump's interview with J.D. Vance and Jesse Waters the other night. And I would be hush-hush right now. I would be hush-hush on certain things. I could see that Trump was trying to, because Trump is smart. Okay. This is the guy who wrote The Art of the Deal, all right? It's not gonna show his entire hand. But I would be very careful with talking about what you will do when you get in. When it comes to this, in my opinion, failed deep state assassination attempt, sir, I would be very careful. I wouldn't answer any questions that pertain to that. And J.D. Vance. Why? Because I just wouldn't even air anywhere. Because if you really think about it, if by some miracle, they don't rig the election, now they are now even more incentivized to rig this thing because they got to cover this damn thing up. Because now Trump has made it public and he signaled to the deep state publicly, right? I mean, obviously we know he's going to do this, but he's now publicly coming out and saying, yeah, I'll declassify everything. I want to know who tried to kill me. Now, obviously we know we need him to do that. But one thing I will say, if there was another reason to be put at the top of the list as to why they need to rig the election and secure and make sure that that damn election is rigged in favor for whoever puppet they decide to go with. Kamala, Big Mike, whatever, right? They are now even more incentivized to rig that election for the next 100 years so that this never comes out. And at the same time, they're even more incentivized because, yes, Trump is going to expose the, if listen, Trump has been claiming to drain the swamp since 2015 and didn't really do much in his first term because I think they distracted him with trying to take him out with multiple impeachment hoaxes. And they had all kinds of deep state plants in his first cabinet. And if you're completely honest with yourself, if they did rig the 2020 election, which I believe they did, the swamp drained Trump. Okay, let's just be honest here. But now they know damn well that Trump may be willing to expose a little bit more in a second term. And if there's anything that he is going to put his attention on and his efforts, it will be this very thing. It will be this very thing. If there's anything that's going to be, we want all the JFK docs declassified. We want the 9/11 docs declassified. We want it all declassified, right? But if there's one thing that the deep state knows for a fact that this man will declassify, he's already said it publicly. It will be this. Everything pertaining to this failed assassination attempt on his life in front of the whole world. I say that all to say the meter was raised even higher now because they are operating in desperation, and their desperation mode is that meter is climbing higher and higher and higher and higher and higher each day. And that makes them dangerous, extremely dangerous, because in their moments of desperation, in their mode of desperation, it makes them extremely dangerous. They do seem to be very, very predictable, right? But they are still dangerous. And there's been a huge debate, especially on right-wing X, as to whether it's a good thing that Trump will move forward and do his rallies indoors. But then the Secret Service is saying, well, we encourage you to do it indoors because we can't, you know, really protect you. And people are taking that as a threat. And people are taking that as, well, we're just going to hang you out to dry. You're probably going to die if you continue. Now, a lot of people are saying on one side is that the deep state trying to win the optics game because Trump has like Woodstock rallies at this point outdoors. But if it's compacted to arenas and stadiums, does it still have the same effect? Now, I don't buy the argument that that's an act of fear or we're cowards. I think we need to play it smart. I would rather be safe than sorry right now because President Trump needs to survive. They literally just tried to kill him. This is the real deal, guys. Okay. It's not coming. It's here. Private, heavy hitter, security, loyal to America, loyal to the president. This is where we're at. And I agree. I think Trump has the opportunity, because Trump is all about setting records and doing big historical things that no one's ever done. I think Trump could pack out stadiums. He did it yesterday. He packed out an arena in North Carolina in Charlotte. It's insane. You could hear the roars of the crowd like it's the Super Bowl. I've never really seen a politician do that, to be honest. And I think Trump has the opportunity to set another trailblaze again, just pack out, do a national MAGA tour. Like if Trump really wanted to, he could do a MAGA world tour. You know what I mean? Like honestly, pack out stadiums all over the world. To me, I think that still shows strength, because if you compare that to Kamala or whoever they go up against, okay, Kamala's struggling to fill up high school gymnasiums. So if this, Trump's stadium game is on point. So in terms of optics, I see the argument, but we can't trust the Secret Service. We can't. We'll set them up to die again, and they'll probably continue to try. In terms of a marksman shooting, now obviously there are other ways inside of a building, right? And there are other ways even not at a Trump rally, right? And so I think Trump needs to play it safe and be wise. No one's going to accuse Trump of being a coward. I'm not. After what I saw a couple Saturdays ago, no. He doesn't need to do anything more to prove to us that he is willing to die and take a bullet in the head and his brain exploded in front of billions of people for this country. And then get brought to the floor and stand up with his head revealed again to possibly take another shot. Like, that's enough for me, okay? Trump's not perfect, but that man is a damn brawler, dude. Like, all right? But with that, I will also say that the heightened level, right? It's like in GTA, you know, when you commit more crimes, you get more stars. And until they finally just send the military after you, it's like it is just full. The meter is full, all time high, deep state. The conspiracies within, because conspiracy is not a bad word. They've made it a bad word. That's what the CIA did decades ago. The conspiracies within the deep state and the plots to assassinate President Trump, they will continue. They will not stop. Say, Drew, I think that's a little bit of a stretch. Really? Wow. That's exactly how it happened with JFK. There were multiple assassination attempts until they were finally successful. I think it was like two or three till they were finally successful. And this won't be the last one against Trump. Trump needs to survive because they're not going to stop. We are dealing with a death cult that not only advocates infanticide and murdering babies in and outside the womb, they celebrate it and they call it healthcare. They call it medicine, medical procedure to help you. Okay, we're dealing with a death cult that is pushing death jabs on billions of people. That's causing them to die and drop like flies, calling it medicine. Okay, we are dealing with a depopulation death cult that views you as a part of that population, as a part of the problem that's going to end the world via climate change. So you eventually, because it's carbon, eventually you need to be taken out and they'll be okay with that. They survive, you die. Okay, this is a satanic antichrist death cult that is totally depraved. These are people that are chopping the genitals off of little kids and calling it health procedures. Surgical health procedures. And to make matters even more sinister, they call that a physical remedy to a psychological problem because you don't feel comfortable in your skin because you feel you are a biological boy, but you feel like you're a girl. You're a biological girl, but you feel like you're a boy. Well, that's mental. And that requires a physical solution. Let's pump you up with drugs and chop your genitals off. This is a depopulation death cult that knows no bounds. And when the Bible says in Romans chapter 1 that they suppress the truth and they embrace the lie, it's not that they don't know the truth. They know it consciously. They suppress it. They bury it. Remove God out of school. Remove God out of culture. Remove God out of everything. Remove God out of politics. Remove God out of government. Remove God out of the science community. Remove God out of our entire conscience as a civilization. Well, there's a consequence for that. Romans chapter 1. God gives them over as a result to a debased and a reprobate mind. You want to know what that means? It means that they are void of morality. Their moral compass and code, because the Bible does say in Romans 1 that God has, he's imprinted in our conscience, has been installed in our spiritual DNA. It doesn't mean you're born again, but it's in us. It's how we can navigate right or wrong. But at some point, when that's suppressed, God gives them over to a reprobate, a depraved mind. The Bible calls it, they sear their conscience with a hot iron. It's like an open wound that gets, they take it off and it's seared and it's impenetrable and it's thick. It's the conscience is dead and it's gone. What that means is that they no longer have the ability. They no longer have the capability to navigate through right or wrong. They become animals. Animals don't have this conscience to discern right or wrong. Animals just do. They just survive. They just do. They operate based off of animal instinct and desire. That's what you're seeing. So these people don't know any, they have no moral code. They have no restriction. They have, there is nothing taming these people. You are not dealing with Democrats that have a difference of opinion than you politically or socially. You are not dealing with just communists that want to slaughter the entire, you know, world around them that doesn't agree with them, or socialists. These are globalists that are in allegiance to Lucifer in unison, in all different colors, all false religions, all parts geographically of the entire world. That's what globalism is. It is a satanic death cult that is showing its face. And this, these people never sleep. And by the way, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Those are the puppet masters. These are just the puppets. Puppet masters are pulling the strings. This is what Trump is dealing with. This is what we are dealing with. You can't underestimate these people. They never sleep. They never slumber. They never take breaks. They don't go on vacation. They are constantly, this is why the Bible says the ultimate indication that conspiracies are real is the Bible. Because what does the Bible say? Put on the full armor of God, right? Etc. I'm paraphrasing. And stand therefore, do everything that you may stand. So you may withstand the what? The wiles of the devil. You know what that means? Wiles in Greek in the original text? It means the strategic schemes of Lucifer, conspiracies against humanity. These things are very real. But if God be for us, who could be against us? That's the eternal truth, right? If God be for us, who could be against us? And we know all things work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose, the born again. Doesn't mean we stick our heads in the sand and put our hands on and put our hands under ourselves and say, oh, well, Jesus is coming back. God's going to take care of it. Let's just sit here, look up in the sky and do nothing. I hope it works out. No, we interface with the Holy Spirit. We're armed with the word of God. We're armed with the Holy Spirit. And we push forward. We engage. We activate with wherever God has called you to do. Because faith without works is dead. It doesn't mean you work for your salvation. It means if you are actually born again, there are works for you, predestined, that you should walk in. You are his workmanship. It means if you are born again, you're going to be activated, not sitting at home doing nothing. President Trump, we pray for you and your family. And as we get closer to this election, we'll see where we go. All right, guys, the War Room is up next. Make sure to share the links at Drew H Live, at Real Alex Jones. I'll see you next time.
Survival Shield X3 is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering this product. Frankly, not even considering it, just getting it at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we know that nascent iodine supports thyroid health. Now, our thyroid is responsible for several things associated with our health, namely detoxifying, purifying the body, and eliminating the chemicals that we're exposed to, whether they're chemicals in our air, or chemicals in our water, or chemicals in our food. Nascent iodine is key in giving our body and our thyroid the strength and power that it needs to detoxify these terrible chemicals from the way that we are exposed to them in the environment. Now, not only is this nascent iodine incredible for our thyroids, but X3 is specifically designed to be as effective as possible because Survival Shield X3 includes three different types of iodine for one specific reason, to ensure bioavailability. We know that different people have different genes. Some genes are more prone to being able to absorb nascent iodine than others. So we've included three different types of nascent iodine in Survival Shield X3 to ensure that your body is able to absorb and integrate at least one of them into your functioning so that you can be as efficient and healthy as possible. Now, it's not only important to buy Survival Shield X3 because it does things like support thyroid health or because it does things like support detoxification or the enhanced bioavailability, but also because by getting this product, Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, you are supporting InfoWars itself. We know that this is a critical time for our country. We know that we have one of the most important elections, if not the most important election of all time, coming up this November. And so by getting Survival Shield X3 from InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you supporting your health and your body's ability to detoxify itself and power its thyroid system, but you are supporting InfoWars and keeping InfoWars on the air. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get Survival Shield X3, support your thyroid health, detoxify your body, keep InfoWars on the air, and frankly, save humanity.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.